Leading the news this morning, Syria's peace envoy Kofi Annan has given up on diplomacy and will resign at the end of the month. He says he's frustrated by the UN Security Council's failure to agree on sanctions against President Assad. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Bob Carr says it's a disappointing result. Australia has won more medals at the Olympics on day six of competition. 18-year-old Jessica Fox won silver in the kayaking K1 event. And Carly McCullough and Anna Mears have won bronze in the cycling team sprint. Meanwhile, American superfish Michael Phelps has made history again. He smashed another record. He's the first swimmer to win the 200 metres individual medley at three successive Olympic Games. Australian Olympic rower Joshua Booth may face charges over an alcohol-fuelled incident in an English village. Booth allegedly damaged three shop fronts after his team finished last in the men's eight final. Police are continuing to investigate. Scientists have made a breakthrough that could lead to a vaccine for the deadly Hendra virus. The virus carried by bats affects horses and humans. Now, a similar virus called Cedar has been identified, but it doesn't cause illness like the Hendra and Nipah strains. Scientists hope it will shed new light on the search for a cure. A large fire has ripped through a metal factory in Melbourne overnight. It's estimated the blaze in Laverton caused about $2 million damage. No one was hurt.